Let's go.
Getting Healthy with Dr. Jimis.
Brought to you by MVP IV.
Today we're going to talk about hydration and the importance of hydration.
Because this was brought up because Hayes' daughter, Hayes, your daughter Hollis, doesn't drink any water.
No, she doesn't. And she's at camp today. It's in like the heat. 105.
How old is she?
9.
Okay. Look, Dr. Jimis, Terry is what we're going to call him, right?
Yep.
He's going to talk to us about, okay, why should Hollis be drinking water? Like, we know, everyone knows that water is important, but why is it so, so, so important?
Yeah, water is the most vital, probably, component that we ingest in our daily lives. If you remember way back in probably elementary school, we all learned this concept, and it's kind of amazing when you think about it, but the makeup of our bodies, 70% of our bodies is water. I still find that kind of amazing myself after all these years, because if we're 70% water, why don't we just kind of falling over and not
be like, you know, a water balloon?
Yeah, exactly, like a water balloon. Mm-hmm. But it's true, we're 70% water. And you can kind of extrapolate that out. It's not just water, but just fluid in general, whether it's got electrolytes, minerals, no minerals, just straight water. That's extremely important for everything we do. And if you don't have that, then you don't function properly, because if we're 70% water, logic says that every cell is 70% water. So if you don't have enough water, your cells are not going to function properly. It's kind of like if you don't have enough oil in your car is not going to function. So that's the gist of your question.
Okay, so what does water, when we ingest water, what does it do to our bodies?
There's a lot of positive things. There's a list of things, but I'm not going to hit them all. But just, you know, me being an orthopedic surgeon, right off the bat, it helps lubricate your joints. It helps your muscles work and function and fire appropriately. It delivers nutrients, again, to your cells. It delivers oxygen to your cells. We don't think about that, but does that. It keeps your kidneys functioning. In sports, in athletics, especially when we get to higher levels of sports, we always have this color chart for our athletes. And as maybe edgy as it might sound, you want to look at the color of your urine. The darker your urine, that's more dehydration. The clearer your urine, if it looks more like water, it means you're full. So we want that. We want the clear of the urine. So that's just like a basic concept for all those listeners out there. If you're worried about your kids or yourself, you know, just look at your urine. If it looks like tea, you're not drinking enough. If it looks more clear like water, then you're probably like doing okay.
That's a good tip.
Yeah, that's a great tip, because
that's awesome.
Yeah.
It's a simple tip. You know, it's a simple tip, and it's just self-test. That's common sense. It's a common sense tip. Or a easy practical tip, I guess. Yeah.
And I didn't think about at the cellular, how do you say cellular?
Cellular.
Cellular,
right. You got
level,
it.
Right? That it's 70% water, right? That makes perfect sense to me. But I heard too, you know, from you, skin, inflammation.
Absolutely.
All of that stuff.
Oh, I just listed what two or three there, but it's important for everything. I mean, I could go on. I mean, your spinal cord function, your brain function. I mean.
Yeah, dummies.
Go down the list. Yeah,
if you're not drinking enough water, if you're dumb.
I mean, it goes into the next logical question. If you don't drink enough, what are signs and symptoms of not drinking enough? I mean, there's delirium. There's a disorientation. There's even stomach pains. You'll see muscle cramps. Obviously, we always hear about that. Got to drink a lot so you don't get muscle cramps. How many times are you watching a football game and the guy's got muscle cramps? And there's a good chance that obviously he's overexerting himself. You usually see him like in the fourth quarter of a football game. Oh, yeah. They're pulling on his calf and trying to stretch his calf out because he's got cramps. Well, it's the end of the game. But the important thing is hydration leading up to that game.
Before.
And way before. And just getting full as much as you can.
Okay, that goes to the next question. How much water should we be taking in every day?
Great question. There's several different thoughts on this, but so I tried to break this down with anticipation of this question into some simple terms. And one of the simple ways to think about it, and you can go, and this is relative, so there's different answers to this, but if you take your body weight in pounds and take one third of it and convert it to ounces, so let's say a 150-pound person. So one third of that's 50. You need 50 ounces of water a day. Now, if you break that down into 8-ounce glasses, that's about 6 glasses of water. Okay. Now, you may hear males should drink 8 glasses of water, females maybe 6 glasses of water. But so that's a relative term, but that's kind of a simple way to think about, one third of my body weight in ounces, if I'm drinking that much water, then that's good. Now, that will vary on what you're doing that day, or if you're in anticipation of something. If you're getting ready, if you're saying you're training for the Dallas Marathon, and oh, tomorrow I got to run 18 miles because that's my training goal. Well, for 3 or 4 or 5 days leading up to that, you better be filling yourself up more than just a glass of water. Maybe it's 10, 12.
Right. That's right. And then go over. I would go over to MVP IV and go get in and couple injections.
Well, that's another thought too. That's a quick fix. You get a bag IV,
sure,
and a bag IV, you know, infuses in you within an hour, and it's also got other nutrients and stuff like that. So that is a good option. But just plain pure water,
okay,
is a great way to go.
I love this. Such a good reminder. Yeah. Like, we all know this, but it's good to have reminders.
Yeah, and it's good to understand why.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us, Terry, on this our first segment. Talking about water.
Yeah.
So, Hayes, you have some education to...
I'm gonna make her listen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or else.
Yes. He's a real doctor, Hollis. He knows his stuff, Hollis.
Yes.
Listen to the show.
All right. Tune in next week and Getting Healthy with Dr. Jimis.
Brought to you by MVP IV.